Before us tonight is a zoning agreement amendment for 765 Dufferin Avenue under file ZAA6 of 2010.
Okay, the applicant is Frank Johnson. If you could come down, please. Hello, Mr. Johnson, your name and address for the record, please.
I'm actually the lawyer for the applicant, Mr. Al-Saadi, who is here with me.
Okay.
My name is Frank Johnson. I'm with the law firm of Janet Rich, and our address is 1308 220 Portage here in Winnipeg.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, Councillor Shaughnessy, and Madam Clerk, I have in front of me the administrative report. I note that it recommends that the application be rejected. And first, I would like to speak to what the application is really all about. Mr. Al-Saadi bought the property at 765 Dufferin, intending to use it to operate a very low-key automotive repair business. The business would be conducted entirely within the confines of the building, there's no intention to do anything other than repairs, let's say, but no painting, nothing noxious, nothing noisy, and nothing, quite frankly, that would be out of character for the neighborhood and some of the other activities that are already going on Dufferin. And I understand that the issue is that if you draw a line down the middle of Dufferin Avenue, you you have a plan for one side of the street and a totally different plan for the other side. Almost immediately across the street, there is a very large business which is a paint shop for automobiles. We're not talking about anything like that. Spotted throughout the area are various types of businesses on both sides of the street. So it's not at this stage of the game reasonable to say that the area is entirely residential. And Mr. Al-Saadi wants to be a good neighbor. He will certainly, if this application is granted, honor the neighborhood and respect the fact that there are residences across the laneway and on either side of his business. But I'd like to point out a few things. First, the area is a very mixed business area now. Secondly, he can operate various types of businesses in that building as it under the current agreement. Thirdly, that building is never going to be a residential building. It can't be. I've looked at it, and its basic nature and construction and use over the years is such that it either has to be a business or it has to be torn down and somebody has to start over. The area, quite frankly, is such at the present time that is not going to happen. No one is going to tear it down and build a new house in there. So there's going to be a business in there of some sort. The only issue is what sort of a business. Now, Mr. Al-Saadi is a new Canadian, and when he bought the building, he didn't anticipate having any particular problem running a small enterprise there, and that's really all he has in mind. And he has invested all of his family's capital and, frankly, all of his wealth, such as it is, in that property with a view to supporting his family by operating his business from that location. Selling it would be seriously problematic, particularly after an application to run a business has been rejected, because that's the only use the building can ever have. If there is some, although it is zoned for certain business uses, if there is a feeling within the community that it can't really be used for business, it's going to be very difficult to sell. Now, I understand that the intention of council is to rejuvenate one side, the quote residential side. But I think this has to be done reasonably and over a period of time. And therefore, what I'm going to suggest is a number of things. First, keeping in mind that the area is extremely mixed now, and it's going to take, who knows, many years to develop it on that side of the street into a solely residential business, I'm going to suggest and ask the committee to approve the application. And Mr. Al-Saudi is willing to accept certain restrictions. First of all, he never would intend to store more than five cars, and store is not even the correct word. He simply would be parking cars that are there for service on the outside lot, and the maximum number that he would agree to have on the lot at any given time outside would be five. And that's consistent with what's going on in the neighborhood now. There are businesses on the same side of Dufferin that have much greater traffic and certainly many more cars than that. Secondly, the actual business he conducts, as I've said before, would be conducted entirely inside the building. So it's not a matter of doing something that would be a problem to the neighborhood, because it would be inside, just and repairing the mechanics of a car is not a noisy business. It doesn't involve foundry work or anything like that. It involves a screwdriver and a wrench and other undoubtedly more sophisticated tools, but not things that are seriously problematic or noisy. He will be employing three people, which could be a boon to the neighborhood, because it's very likely that of the three, and I realize that doesn't sound like a lot of people, but in a seriously depressed neighborhood, three new jobs could be a very good thing. He has committed to me in our discussions that he will attempt to hire people from the neighborhood first, and the people who I've met who worked there before he had to stop using the business, the site for his business, were from the area. He's prepared to, if the committee is prepared to grant his application, he's prepared to live with certain restrictions. One would be that the variance would have a five-year term, and that would give the neighborhood an opportunity to see how it works and how it really affects their surroundings. If there were problems at any time within the five-year period, he's prepared to commit to a second condition, which would allow the city to give him 1 year's notice, either to correct any issues or stop the business or move out. And secondly, if there is an obvious breach, he's prepared to waive any rights of appeal that he may have, so he can operate his business in a reasonable way. And it would put him under a fairly serious pressure, if you like, to make sure that he always operates in a way that's acceptable to the neighborhood, because if he didn't, he would lose his livelihood and lose his investment. Now, finally, I'd like to point out to the committee that there may be some people in the neighborhood who oppose, but there are also people in the neighborhood, some of whom are here, who support the application. And there was a petition signed by people who are in support of the application, and I'd like to submit that petition to the committee and make it part of the record, as it were. I would like the committee to keep in mind that there is already a great deal of commercial activity in that area. And I've explained to Mr. Al-Saudi, and he did not understand this initially, that the city has a long-term plan for the neighborhood, which is different. And he said, well, if I had known that, if somebody had explained it, I would never have bought the building and gone there. But having said that, he is prepared to honor that and respect it. And but it's very, very clear to anyone who's been down Dufferin that those changes are not going to happen overnight. Those are things that will happen over a lengthy period of time. And he is prepared to accept a relatively short-term variance that allows him to run his business, support his family, and and perhaps as well look at other uses for the building. But if he's forced to leave right now, it has a severe and major impact on him personally in terms of his finances and his investment in the site. On the other side of the coin, if he is allowed to operate his business while the city redevelops the area, and while the residents redevelop the area as the city wishes it to do, there will be little or no impact. And I'm not sure if that means I should stop talking. Is that okay? Thanks very much. I will stop then. But I would like to submit this. I would like to make one other very brief point. I understand, and Mr. Al-Saudi does, the city has a plan for that side of Dufferin. And we're simply asking that he be allowed to operate his business while the plan develops, because clearly anyone who's seen the site and the street knows it's a very long-term plan. And if he's allowed to operate for 5 years, it gives him time and to make the changes necessary. And he understands that after 5 years, he may very well have to leave and move his business to another location. So I'm asking, I have a petition which I will give to Madam Clerk, and I'm asking the committee to approve it with these restrictions. Thank you. Thanks very much. Thank you very much, councillors.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any questions?
The applicant who you represent, the applicant, yes. The person you represent, is he a mechanic?
I'm not sure he's a licensed mechanic, but he has serious mechanical skills learned over many years. But is he licensed as a mechanic? I don't believe he has a license per se.
Where is he practicing his trade now?
He's not, given that he's a law-abiding person, and given that he...
No, he's working for somebody as a
mechanic. Oh, he's driving a cab.
He's driving a cab?
Yeah, he has... He owns a handy cab, and he is driving that, but that's not the business he wants to be in the long term.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. I'll call up Mr. Ala Al-Saadi. Mr. Al-Saadi, if you could state your name and address for the record, please.
Yes. My name is Ala Abdul Karim Al-Saadi. Okay. My address is 23-215 Ajlan Boulevard. I live in the housing because my income not that great. And thank you, gentlemen, today to hear my story. I have spoke to the planner for this manner quite a bit time. Before him, Glenn Doney, there is Michael Robinson. Well, we worked in that before. And again, I am here to say this is my investment. I'm just young Canadian family immigrate to Canada, and I want to have my job proper way, not like working behind the scene. What I mean, I want to have official business. And I'm tired since 1995 having job and losing job. So I need to protect my family, 4 kids and a wife. And it's up to your hand. And thank you very much for letting me talk.
Okay, Mr. Al-Saadi, thank you. Any questions of the delegation? Okay. Thank you. We'll move on to the next person. Pearl Gordon, do you wish to speak? Okay. In support of the application, Michael Chura, do you wish to speak?
My name is Mike Tura, and I live at 102-740 Dufferin. Ali has the opportunity to start an automotive business that would advance my experience from Chevrolet, Ford, Dodge to Toyota, BMW, Mercedes, working on Handy Transit vans, which he has a company of. This would benefit myself. I would like to educate myself more in this trade, as so will he. And this will benefit myself and the neighborhood. Other than that, that's all I have to say.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chura. Any questions? Next up in support, Ryan Hannaford. Do you wish to speak? Okay. Jonathan Jackson, registered in support. You wish to speak? Okay. Carrie Kobold, do you wish to speak? Christopher Gordon, do you wish to speak? Okay. Gilbert Ducharme, do you wish to speak? Okay. Amir Masir, do you wish to speak? Okay. Charlene Tawagishig, do you wish to speak? Jennifer Fawcett, do you wish to speak? Okay. Mr. Rahman, Yeah Rahman, do you wish to speak? Okay. Therese Ballesteros, do you wish to speak? You wish to speak? Okay. Name and address for the record, please.
Charisse Ballesteros, 135 Ellington Street.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry. I originally, when the guy came to my house, to my boyfriend's house, he had originally had told me that I was under the assumption that he was planning to take over a place to build a auto body shop or something. But it's my boyfriend's place. I was just a guest there. So I had put my name under opposing. I'd like to remove my name, please.
Okay, that, is there anyone else registered or who's in support of the application that wishes to speak that I haven't called? Okay, we'll now go to those in opposition. Emil Nobis, do you wish to speak? You just be registered in opposition? Okay. Krista Tellier and Mark Tellier in opposition, do you wish to speak? Yeah, name and address for the record, please. Thanks.
Krista Tellier, 766 Stella Avenue. And I'm also just going to request if we could speak up a little bit. Can everybody hear me? I was in the front row, and it was a little bit hard to hear a couple of the speakers as well as yourselves. Thank you. So as stated, my name is Krista, and I'm a resident of the Dufferin community. I live directly behind 765 Dufferin. And I'm speaking today on behalf of my family and a number of neighbors as well who are opposed to the application for rezoning. Many of these neighbors that I represent today are long-term residents of the community. So first, I would actually like to submit a petition as well. This one's opposing the rezoning of the property. It's signed by 30 residents representing 20 different households.
You're the first name, you and Mark are
That's
the first
correct.
Name. And yeah. The last names on the back would be Emil Nobis?
That's right.
Okay, yeah, we have copies.
Thank you. Basically, we really believe that the change in this zoning is going to negatively affect the enjoyment of our properties as well as our property values. Just due to an increase of noise and odors that come along with the business that is proposed. There's, of course, also some environmental concerns. Myself, there's like five neighbors in a row that have gardens in the summer, and so the seepage of oils and fluids into the soil is obviously a concern. My neighbors and I are working really hard to improve our homes and our properties to help revitalize our neighborhood. We're working so hard, we actually do expect to see short-term change. We don't think that it's all that far off in the future. So we do think that if you come to our neighborhood in 5 years from now, you are going to see changes. We do not believe that having an auto repair and a sales shop at this address is going to improve our community, nor would it be providing a needed service. Within a 1 kilometer radius of this address, there's over 45 sales shops and auto mechanics. We also believe that a rezoning of this property would not actually be in line with Plan Winnipeg 2020 vision, and that it would serve to hinder improvement in an area that is recognized as one in need of major improvement by the city. Changes to zoning aren't based on someone's word of being a good neighbor, unfortunately. It's based on what the zoning allows. And the requested changes are not what myself and my family and my neighbors want. As far as the restrictions go that were mentioned that the property owner would be willing to put in place, as of this morning, there's already over five vehicles outside the property. So I would have some concerns on that. We're looking at 5 to 10 currently. I just want to thank you for your time and your consideration towards our concerns today.
Okay, thank you very much. Do you wish to speak, Mark?
I would just like to add that it is, in fact, a residential area. That side of the street on Dufferin between Parr and Arlington, with the exception of this one address, it is residential. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you both. Any questions? Okay. And lastly, for in opposition, Mr. and Mrs. William Saulnier, do you wish to speak? No? Okay. Now, those registered for information, Wayne Thompson, do you wish to speak? Okay. Good evening. Name and address for the record, please.
My name is Wayne Thompson. Okay. I live at 1323 Arlington Street. Okay. I also own 1319 and the vacant property that used to be 1321. I have some questions about the integrity of the applicant, because today I counted 12 vehicles in his lot. When he went around for the petition, he was saying it was for a business license and it was for the rezoning. And he had over 15 vehicles on his lot for the next week there. And I mentioned it to his one neighbor. That would be probably 763 or 761. And about his petition. And she was telling me he was in there at about 12 o'clock at night working. And he was telling me you only wanted to work like 9 to 5. And now, working to midnight, if he's a cab driver, is he going to drive a cab during the day, working there at night? And the principal, Mr. Oshanshi, brought up, is there going to be a licensed mechanic in there? And that's about it there.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Thompson.
Okay, thank you.
You have a question, Mr. Councilor Thompson?
The question that's obvious to me is, how will this affect your enjoyment of your property on Arlington and the value of your property on Arlington?
Directly, it won't affect mine, because I'm on the busy street, so not too many people like want to there. It would be either people like halfway down the block, like his immediate neighbors. I think those would be the ones most affected, but
so,
not me.
So why are you here on this?
Well, just the guy shouldn't be. If the guy's going to be opening up a business, he shouldn't be like coming into if he's going to screw up the neighborhood there. Like I go by, I live in that neighborhood. I go down there, and most of his supporters don't even live in that neighborhood. So why are they here? But the thing is, I live in that neighborhood, and there's already one body shop up on Jarvis that works at night, like 3 o'clock in the morning. They're showing up to work. That's Sterling Auto Group thing there.
Yeah.
And there, but if this guy's going to be working like say 8 to 4, and is a licensed thing, okay. But if he's not, if he's going to be there to midnight, he shouldn't be allowed. Because it's a residential area, and there's a question of how many vehicles. Because if he's never had less than 5, I don't think he intends to start now. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Okay, now will be the applicant will have a chance to respond. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak that I haven't had a chance to call? Yes. Just come down and name an address for the record, please.
Christopher Gordon, 745 Dufferin.
Okay.
As far as along as that guy who's just up here saying he was lying about, when he came up with the petition, it was all about licensing a business. I mean, we just purchased the home. I can't see how in any way it would affect anything. You know what I mean? Any neighbors need pointers, he's always there to help. He's always there to help with everything. I don't see 10 cars back there. I'm 5-10 houses away, maybe. So that's all. I just think it's kind of an argument type thing.
So, Mr. Gordon, you're here in support?
Yeah.
In support, okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
And is there anyone here registered who wishes to speak for information? No. Okay. Mr. Johnson.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Councillor Shaughnessy, the response is as follows. I'm aware that most of the people who signed the petition that's been submitted are on Dufferin. They're the people who would be most closely affected if there was going to be any negative activity. The people across the lane are protected by a large fence, which is there. It contains both the helps contain the noise, just as a berm along the highway would, and there won't be any noise because there's perhaps been a misunderstanding. There was reference from one of the previous speakers to a body shop that opens till 3 in the morning. This is not a body shop. There is reference from one of the speakers to up to 45 other similar service establishments in the area. And with respect, that would lead to the obvious question, how could one more that is willing to live in a very, very restricted environment in any way make the situation better or worse? I think it would be, it probably would not even be noticed. There is reference to environmental issues. There is nothing that is going to be done there which is not permitted by the city. There is no oil storage. There are no chemicals. There's nothing. There's no gasoline. It's simply a matter of vehicles coming in, being taken inside, being worked on, and then leaving. With respect to the number of vehicles, Mr. Al-Saadi is willing to limit himself to 5 on the outside lot as a very strict condition of any permission he's given to operate his business there. If there are more vehicles, they have to either be inside the building or they have to be stored off-premise somewhere else. But it's very, very clear, and it's his understanding that five means five. It doesn't mean more. He'll take whatever reasonable steps he needs to coexist with his neighbors, including having a time limit on his business. So I think, you know, we want to respect the concerns raised by the neighbors, particularly the ones across the lane. But I think their fears may be exaggerated. It's very clear that what Mr. Al-Saadi intends to do is operate a low-key business and probably over a period of time look for another location once he can afford to move into a location that would be more suitable for a larger business. But this would get him started and allow him to create a business that he can, in due course, move. But I think the community should also understand that some sort of a business is going to operate at that location. It's really just a matter of what sort. And having a business neighbor who is sensitive to the concerns of the neighbors in a very serious way, who's enormously proud to live in this country and have the opportunities that this country has given him, I think they're going to find that he's a good neighbor. There's not going to be noise because the cars are simply pulled in and the work is done and their owner then picks them up and they're gone. There won't be storage because he's committing to no more than five vehicles. So I hope that he'll be given an opportunity essentially to transition his business through 765 Dufferin, likely to another location at a later date, as the neighborhood transitions. But that building can never be used for anything else, so it's going to be a business. There are many other businesses, as has been pointed out by a previous speaker, in the area. I think the number, again, was 45 that was used. And this one is not going to adversely impact. The housing stock on Dufferin, quite frankly, needs to be completely rejuvenated. And as and when that happens, there's no doubt that he will fit in and eventually move on because he's basically a startup. So I hope the decision won't be made out of fear of what may be. He'll be a good neighbor. Thank you.
Question? The application is for auto repair, but also auto sales.
There would be the occasional vehicle that would be sold, but it's not intended to be a car sales lot at all. Occasionally, some of his customers ask him if they can sell. He'd fix the car up and sell on consignment. It's a very small operation.
So he does intend to sell vehicles. The other thing is, when he bought this property, it had a zoning. That zoning did not allow repair or sales of automobiles. How would it be doing him a hardship to leave what was there?
Councillor Shaughnessy, I didn't act for him at the time. My understanding is that he didn't clearly understand that, and it may have been a language issue. It may have been who knows what, but he thought that he could operate, and that's a clear misunderstanding, and he should have I'm not going to make excuses for him in that regard. He should have made other inquiries. And
it's his first time here, by the way.
I'm aware of that as well. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, we'll now render our decision on this matter.
Chairman, I would move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
That the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in